to review never event or sentinel events. You may hear or read about a never event or a sentinel event, but they are not typically part of a sales call. The intent of this discussion is to simply make you aware of what they are in case you hear or read about them. Joint Commission calls them sentinel events. As of 1995, the Joint Commission recommended that hospitals report sentinel events. According to the Joint Commission, sentinel events are a patient safety event not primarily related to the natural course of a patient's illness or underlying condition that reaches a patient and results in death, severe harm, or permanent harm. The National Quality Forum calls these never events, and they are also considered sentinel events according to the Joint Commission. So the term never event was introduced in 2001 by the CEO of the National Quality Forum. This term refers to particularly shocking medical errors that should never happen. The definition has expanded over time and now signifies adverse events that are clearly identifiable and measurable, are serious, often resulting in death or significant disability, and usually are preventable. The National Quality Forum categorizes these events into 7 different categories. The first category is surgical or invasive procedural events. So if there is a surgery or invasive procedure that is performed on the wrong site or the wrong person, that would be considered a never event. It could be the unintended retention of a foreign object in a patient after surgery or invasive procedure. This next one concerns patients that are ASA class 1. So the American Society of Anesthesiologists classifies patients according to different criteria. According to the ASA, a class 1 patient is a fit, non-obese, non-smoking patient with no underlying disease and good exercise tolerance. If there is a ASA class 1 patient who has an intraoperative or immediately post-op, post-procedure death, that is considered a never event. The second category pertains to products or device events. If there is a patient death or serious injury associated with the use of contaminated drugs, devices, or biologics, that would be a never event. It could be a patient death or serious injury associated with the use or function of a device when that device is used for function other than intended. Think of off-label use. There could also be a patient death or serious injury associated with intravascular air embolism. Third category is patient protection events. This is the discharge or release of a patient or resident of any age who is unable to make decisions to someone other than their authorized person. So think of an infant that may go home with the wrong family or a minor child who's sent home with the parent who's not the authorized signer for care of that patient, or even an elderly patient. Patient death or serious injury associated with patient elopement. Think of the patients that wander off or somehow disappear. It could be a patient suicide, attempted suicide, or self-harm that results in serious injury while being cared for in a healthcare setting. Care management events are the fourth category, and this is a patient death or serious injury associated with a medication error or unsafe administration of blood products. Maternal death or serious injury during labor and delivery of a low-risk pregnancy. Death or serious injury of a neonate during labor and delivery of a low-risk pregnancy. Could be patient death or serious injury associated with a fall. Any stage 3 or stage 4 or unstageable pressure ulcer acquired after admission or presentation to a healthcare setting. Could be artificial insemination with the wrong donor sperm or the wrong egg. Could be patient death or serious injury resulting from the irretrievable loss of an irreplaceable biological specimen. Think of things like tissue samples, organs, amniotic fluid, cord blood. Could be patient death or serious injury resulting from failure to follow up or communicate laboratory, pathology, or radiology test results. The next category is environmental events, and this could be patient or staff related. Could be patient or staff death or serious disability associated with an electrical shock or a burn. could be any incident in which a line designated for oxygen or other gas to be delivered to a patient contains no gas, the wrong gas, or contaminated by toxic substances. Could also be a patient death or serious injury associated with the use of physical restraints or bed rails. Sixth category is radiologic events, and this is the death or serious injury of a patient or a staff member associated with the introduction of a metallic object into the MRI area. Last category is potential criminal events. This is any instance of care ordered or provided by someone impersonating a physician, a nurse, a pharmacist, or other licensed healthcare provider. Could be abduction of a patient or resident of any age. Could be sexual assault or abuse of a patient or a staff member. Or it could be death or serious injury of a patient or a staff member resulting from a physical assault. Now, granted, most NEVR events or sentinel events are rare. However, there is a study from 2013 that states there are more than 4,000 NEVR events during surgery per year. Again, this is typically not a focus of a sales call, but I wanted you to be aware in case you hear about NEVR events or sentinel events during conversations with your clinicians. If you have further questions, you can reach out to me. This is Kelly McGrew, or in today's issue of the Monday Marketing Update, there are links to a couple articles you could read.